Pastor Brian, you also talk about your growth as a pastor, and I really think, you know, of course, today you are speaking before thousands on a weekly, daily basis, really. But I think one of the most relatable things that you share is how you struggled with some pretty extreme nervousness from the pulpit early in your career as a pastor. How did that manifest itself for you on a Sunday morning? And then how did God really help you to grapple with it?
You know, it was very real. My father at the time was a very prominent preacher. And I guess because of that, I felt a lot of pressure. It was entirely self-inflicted. My parents didn't put any kind of pressure on me, but I feel like I thought I had to live up to something. So nerves were a huge battle for me. I remember one time when I was very young, standing up before a crowd and spoke about three sentences. I'd learned it all off by heart and then went blank, like completely blank. And
oh, man.
It was just like an agonizing period of time. It felt like 4 hours. It was probably, in fact, 60 seconds. I literally had nothing to say. I froze. And so I mentioned in the book that I also would get a nervous twitch. And so I say in the book, you know, I didn't stutter, but my eyes did. Because I was this crazy blinker, which I didn't realize I was doing. My wife used to even call me, lightheartedly, the blinking preacher. And so nerves were a terrible thing. I talk in the book about the time that I was so fearful about speaking at chapel in my Bible college class to only about 60 students that instead of turning up, I hopped in my car and drove in the other direction because I just couldn't face it.
Wow.
That was a huge problem in my life. And, you know, even later on in life, if I let myself go down that way, I can get very affected by who is in the crowd, if there's someone significant. But I really have overcome it. And there's two chapters in my book. One's called Confidence in Your Calling. The other's called Being Comfortable in Your Own Skin. And I think those two things, and just developing a godly confidence that God has called me and learning how to rest into that call and that He created me, be comfortable in my own skin. God, when God created me, he knew exactly what He had in mind. He doesn't make us one way, to use us a different way. So in other words, God wants me to be me. And the moment I really have accepted that and was just at ease about who I am in Christ, and the confidence came, I always knew deep down in my heart I had the ability and the capacity to communicate and to preach and to impact people. And, of course, now I live in the joy of that godly confidence, which I did sadly lack, and I think other people sadly lack in the earlier days of my ministry.